right, now put those theories away for now. Meet some awesome new people and have some fun because it's a Tom Banter audio production, you guys.
You better turn up. You better be there when I shake. Watch me rocking if I can't stop.
So, how do you know my friend? Yeah. The university, okay. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. He's a chemist, you're a... Well, anyway, so you work together.
Uh-huh.
business is good. Really good, actually. I'm surprised myself. Hey, listen, this is really cool, Tasha. I never in a million years would have thought I would run into you here. It's been what? Ten years, right? Yeah. Do you have time to catch up? I mean, I know you're playing host and all, but yeah? Okay. So, this house is something else. Oh, stop. Nothing's as big as the manor. You can't compare it to that. So, you live here with your husband? I was just making a guess. So it's just you, Dan. Oh yeah, I get it. I mean, too busy, got a career to manage. So how's that going? They still sending you across the pond every other week? What do you? I was not suggesting anything. I was just asking. I know that you took it really seriously. I do. Yes, I'm serious. Well, that's what you always wanted, right? What do you mean that you guess? You have everything. Career, friends, amazing house. Aren't you happy? What? Why not? Wait, no, Tasha. Wait, no. Why aren't you happy? Is everything okay? I am not pushing. What the hell are you? No, I'm not. This is not a dig at your career. No, it's not. Oh, you really want to go there? Really? Come on, baby. It's been 10 years. Oh. I'm sorry. That was habit. I'm so sorry. That was weird. I should go find. What are you doing? I'm sorry too. Bedroom? Yeah. I'd like that. What do we... What are we doing? Let's sit. Come on, let's sit. I can't believe I'm here now, kissing you. It feels like picking at a scab. Yeah. Smooth, fresh, healed skin under it. I have not thought about you in 10 years. But here we are, and instantly, I remember why I want to be so close to your face, why I want to hold you, why I'm so angry at you. Why everything hurt so bad. I loved you. I think I still love you. But I was crazy about you. And we burned so hot. But the fire never went out. It just burnt us away from each other. Our fires burn for more than just each other. Let's do this. Air it out. No, I mean it. I'm serious. Let's just get it all out. Everything. What we've always wanted to say to each other. Yeah. Okay. Ladies first. Well, okay. There was all that I had left, and it was getting old, and I had a responsibility to them, and I never understood why. Why you couldn't see that? Why you couldn't understand that? My turn. Your career always came first. And I feel like anything I cared about always took a back seat. Your turn. Day was gonna go at any time. Day was old. And if I if I take care of him in that gigantic manner, who else was gonna? So yeah, I spent a lot of time with them, with my mom and pa, and I don't regret it. My turn. He was never home. He was on my case all the time about never being home when you were home. But you were never home to begin with. And every week you was flying somewhere to set up some lab, and then you come home and expect me to be there. That wasn't fair. That's it. Yes. Toward the end, I spent time at I spent time at my parents' manor on purpose, even when they didn't need me there. I did it because I was so frustrated at the situation. I was frustrated at you. You never wanted to settle down. You go. Wait, you what? Why didn't you just talk to me? No, I know. Wait, I get it. That's not how you do things, but I still wish that we would have spoken about it like a couple, like partners, so I could tell you how angry I was at you, how frustrated you was making me, how selfish I thought you was being, and how sorry I was that I could never support your career effort the way I should have, because my focus was split. That I didn't make more of an effort to be good to you. I never understood all your complicated physics work. And maybe I was a little jealous of Elias. But I was an idiot. And I'm sorry. You said downstairs that you was lonely. I'm lonely. Like I said, it's been 10 years. And I haven't thought about you. And now I see you. And I miss you. I miss you so much, and I never realized it until now. No, it's okay. I forgive you. Please forgive me. I love you. Take these off. Yeah. And this. Help me out of my shirt. Come here. Sit back. Rest your head. Yeah. Come on, thrust these hips for me. Yeah. And this one. All right. They are coming off. Is this some tight denims? There we go. Let's get these off. Yes. Beautiful. Sit behind you here. I got you. I got you. And you feel my cock press against your tailbone right there. Just getting you all sorts of sticky. You feel my chest against your back? Yeah. You feel my breath against your neck? Yeah. You feel my tongue? With every kiss across your body. Give me that neck. When's the last time somebody made you feel beautiful? Well, let me just reach around here. Come on, that's it. Come on, tilt your head back. Yeah, arch your back. Come on, show me. Just twisting this nipple. This is beautiful. Yeah. Oh, you like that, baby? Yeah. About. I slide this hand over this tummy. down here. Oh, just spread you open while I pinch you. And just rolling you with my fingers. Up here. Down there. Oh. Does that feel good? Oh, I want you to feel good. Oh, I want you to feel like someone wants you to feel beautiful. Someone treats you like you're beautiful. I want to make you feel beautiful. Oh. Miss Grace, I am so sorry for everything. Oh, lie back. Come on, lie back. Lay down. Oh. You are my sunshine. Now spread these legs for me. You are beautiful. Excellent. As always. That's right, baby. Yeah.
Put your finger through my hair. Go on. Mm-hmm.
Stressing on my shoulder. Mm-hmm. You're right. Oh. Yeah. Yeah.
Let me scoot you up. Come here. Keep that like that. Yeah. Oh. You ready? Huh? Let's go. Oh, yeah, baby. Yes. Slow down.
You. I missed you so much. You got a towel. get in there. Thank you.
Come here. Let me hold you a while. Although we should probably get back to the party. I'll get up if you get up first. Yeah. Let's just stay here a few minutes. What? What is it? What? Settling down where? I don't understand. Wait, this? This house? When? You close when? Wait. So you're Singapore. You going to Singapore? No, I'm not mad. I'm not mad. I'm a little bit sad, but I'm also happy for you. Look at me. I found you again, and we said what we had to say, and that's good for me, that's good for you, and I hope you find what you're looking for, Miss Grace, out there in Singapore. Me too. Thank you. Who knows what I'm looking for? Hey, pass me my denim dress. Actually, just the wallet. Just get the wallet out the back pocket. Thank you. Yeah. I'm headed back to the Willow tonight. But here's my car. You like it? Yeah, nothing fancy, but I like it. It doesn't need my name on it. Nobody cares who some banter guy is. Just needs a phone number. What I do. Fixer is all they need to know. Anyway, that's my number. If you need anything, you call me. You call me, and I'll fix it. No, not like a handyman. Yes, that kind of fixer. Anyway, that's my number. You need anything, you call me, and I'll fix it.
I love you. I'll always love you.
Every time your search ends, it's really just the beginning, ain't it? That's life, huh? We just keep on looking.